this meeting of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee together. I'd like to first make certain online, do we have our recording secretary?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Can you hear me?
Okay. You're very faint, but can you hear us?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Recording secretary, can you hear us?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll call to order the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. Today is October 16th, 2012. We're meeting 10:30 in the morning, chairing out of Anchorage with members online. Madam Recording Secretary, if you would call the roll for me.
Representative Newman.
Here.
Representative Olson.
Here.
Representative Thomas.
Here.
Representative Dugan.
Here.
Representative Kawasaki, alternate. Representative Stoltz, alternate. Chair Hawker.
Present.
Senator French. Senator Hoffman. Senator Menard. Senator Wagner. Senator Stedman. Senator Meyer.
Here.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank
five
you,
representatives, three senators.
We do have a quorum of our members to conduct business, so we'll go forward here. First item of business is the approval of the minutes from the September 5, 2012 meeting. Representative Olson, sir.
Mr. Durbin, I move and ask unanimous consent that the minutes from the LBNA meeting of September 5th, 2012 be approved as presented.
The question before the committee is the approval of the September 5, 2012 Legislative Budget and Audit Committee minutes. Is there objection? Hearing seeing none, those minutes stand approved. I'll let the record show we've also been joined by Representative Stoltz, alternate. However, at this time, all of our House members are in attendance, so Representative Stoltz is a supernumerary at the moment. Item two on our agenda is RPLs. First RPL, and it's going to be, again, I'd kind of like to just, we'll go through both of these and then presumably approve them. Who is going to be presenting the first RPL for the Department of Health and Social Services?
Mr. Chairman, this is David Teo. I'm online and can go through that quickly if you want, and then if you want the department to come up, or if you want them to present, it's up to you.
David, I would much prefer to have you explain. It's a mere $65.8 million. So if you could explain, and for the committee's reference, this particular RPL with its magnitude was offered to us for the last LBNA meeting. We made an executive decision to hold it to get greater clarification and work with the agency on this request. So it is now being brought before us this month. So, David?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The RPL is 06-030192. And in it, the Department of Health and Social Services is requesting authority to spend approximately $65.8 million. It's federal funds, and it's for a capital project. The project will replace the Medicaid eligibility system and all related information systems for determining program eligibility. The $8.7 million of general funds that were appropriated last session for this purpose is expected to be sufficient to meet two milestones. The first is completion of the Medicaid component by October of 2013, and the second is completion of all other components by the end of calendar year 2015. And if all goes according to plan, the department will be able to take advantage of enhanced match rates that will reduce the state's share of costs by over $8 million. In addition, the department commissioned a study that shows potential operating savings of 30% or more. And, of course, there are never any guarantees that information systems projects of this scope will come in on time, on budget, and will produce the hoped-for results. But it's pretty safe to say that the $8 million in potential savings under the enhanced match rate will not occur unless the committee approves this RPO.
Further questions for David Teal on the eligibility information system replacement? Hearing seen none, David, let's talk about the Labor and Workforce Development RPO.
That is number 07-3-1043. And the Department of Labor and Workforce Development is requesting authority to spend approximately $821,000 of ERA funding. That's for the State Energy Sector Partnership Grant. And this grant applies to green jobs or environmentally friendly jobs, whatever you want to call them. And it's aimed at upgrading skills through education and job training. And the FY13 budget contained language allowing the department to carry forward money from FY12, but didn't anticipate, neither did Ledge Finance anticipate, that additional ERA funding would be available. So this RPO allows the department to spend the available ERA money, which it would be unable to do if the authorization is delayed until a supplemental appropriation can be made. And the department says that the training program will affect about 350 people, that there will be no ERA funding in FY14, and that no GF will be requested to replace the ERA funding.
Certainly meets all of our criteria that we have historically applied to the ERA funding. Further questions from Mr. Teal on the Labor and Workforce Development RPL? Hearing seen none, that brings up a motion in order. Representative Olson, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I move and ask unanimous consent that the committee approve the following RPL 06-30192, Department of Health and Social Services, $65,826,000. $1,669, federal capital receipt authorization, and RPL 07-31043, Department of Labor and Workforce Development, $820,810 of federal ERA receipt authorization.
The question before the committee is the approval of RPL 06-3-0192 and RPL 07-3-1043. Is there objection? Hearing seen none, those RPLs stand approved. Thank you all very kindly. Okay, it is next on the agenda is going into executive session to preview audit releases. A motion is in order. Representative Olson.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee under Uniform Rule 22 go into executive session for purposes of discussing confidential audit reports under AS 242301.
The motion on the before the committee is going into executive session. Is there objection? Hearing see none. So ordered. We'll take a minute to get ourselves into executive session. Chris, anyone that you would like to have stay for the purposes of audit presentation, please do. That works for me. Fair target out there.
Recording started.
Okay, let's first do a radio check here. Madam Secretary, are you available?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, let's recheck our quorum here. Present in the room, or excuse me, let's first I better come back on the record. Okay, we've got the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee back on the record October 16th, 2012. We're coming back on the record after executive session that was conducted for the purpose of discussing confidential audit reports. Present in the room, we've got Senator Menard, Senator Hoffman, Representative Hawker, Representative Olson, Representative Stoltz, and Representative Dugan. Representative Newman, are you online? Okay, well, hopefully when he gets back on, he'll check in. Representative Thomas, are you online? And Senator Meyer, are you there?
I'm still here.
Okay, we've got Senator Meyer. We do have a quorum to conduct business. And any of the others that come back on here, we will bring them into the fold. So we are prepared for motions to release preliminary audits to agencies and a motion to release final audits to the public. Or did I say whatever? Anyway.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee release the following confidential audit reports to the appropriate agencies for comment. Board of Public Accountancy, Sunset Review, State Medical Board, Sunset Review.
The question before the committee is the release of preliminary audits to the agency for review, Board of Public Accountancy and the State Medical Board, Sunset Review. Is there objection? Hearing see none, so ordered. Representative Olson, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee release the following confidential audit reports to the public. Board of Governors, the Alaska Bar Association, Sunset Review. Special Education Service Agency Sunset Review, Alaska Film Production Incentive Program, Select Performance Issues.
Okay, the question before the committee is the release of final audits to the public, be the Board of Governors of the Bar Association Sunset Review, the Special Education Service Agency Sunset Review, and the Film Production Incentive Program Performance Issues Special Audit. Is there objection?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Dugan, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
That is an objection.
Yes, it is. It is an objection, and I'm just doing it for the purposes of making a statement, if you will. I have been skeptical of the film credit since it was introduced. It makes me feel, I don't know, sad, I guess, that we're going to kick this baby up to $300 million. There's a lot of other things that we could be spending the money for, and or for that matter, putting it away for savings, which is an argument that I've made to both the House and the Senate to no avail. But it seems to me that this is really just evidence that we've got too much money, because there's really no evidence about what the state gets for this expenditure. Or what we can expect in terms of permanent benefit after this money is, you know, gone to productions that are being financed by us for Hollywood. So, you know, I'm not gonna try and do anything to stop this. It's already been, you know, decided by both the House and the Senate that it should go forward, and I accept that. But I'm not going to be in the legislature as this goes forward, and I would just caution the committee members that there's going to come a time when people are going to be saying that this was not a good way to spend the state's money. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And thank you, Representative Dugan, and I just want to make that I very much understand what you're saying, and quite frankly, I'm quite sympathetic to what you're saying, as you well know. But I just want to make it very clear for the record of this committee's proceedings that we are approving the release of an audit that was performed on that activity at the request of Senator Ellis, and that the release of this audit in no way obligates any funding or money or commitment to the program. That is a decision made by the entire legislature seated in regular session. I just want to make that very clear.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I didn't mean to try and indicate anything else. You know, the ball's in the air. You can hit it anytime you want. I understand that. But I just thought that I should continue to object to this expenditure. Thank you.
Very well, sir. So at the we still have an objection on the table at the moment.
I withdraw.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I will not recognize.
Thank you.
Representative Stoltz, sir.
Thank you, and I concur with the comments of Representative Dugan on the film tax credit or subsidy or however it's called. But this audit actually was initiated before the bill was passed, and this is an ongoing process. And when the ball's in the air, you do take a swing at it, and that's especially with one of your last at-bats.
I do, as
the motion was made for all these, I just want to put on the record my concern about the sunset date, the length of the extension on a couple of the boards, including the something that far exceeds the powers of a board. That's the Board of Governors of the Bar Association, and I think it should. There have been concerns, and a lot of them have been from me, but not exclusively from me. And we've had much shorter extensions, and I would like to have continual discussion of that at shorter intervals than 7 or 8 years. I can't remember the number.
And clarity for the record, I believe, Chris, what was the recommended extension for the Board of Governors of the Bar Association? 8? Mm-hmm. Okay, the auditors recommend 8, and would like the record of this committee to note that Representative Stoltz believes that is an excessive length of time to be reauthorized, and we should be reviewing this in a more shorter interval. So is this issue quite confident that we will see a bill introduced in the next legislative session to extend the Bar Association, and note that this committee and member of this, and I join in the concern about too long an extension on that particular activity.
And Mr. Chairman,
Representative Stoltz,
finish up while we're on the record. I have concerns because this agency has understates the influence that this entity has on everyday Alaskan life. They basically select the judges that are presented the judiciary members to the governor for appointment. Sometimes on a Supreme Court, as few as 2 choices, and they really have, in many ways, a much greater influence in selecting our judiciary than even the governor. And I think that the public—that's a debate that the public would like to be in on as well and have a better understanding. And the year we're voting on whether or not we're going to have a constitutional convention—that's that's one of the issues that prompts people to maybe support that is the judiciary. And I think the public is far more interested in this than often that it's expressed, because there's a lack of understanding of the power of this entity. And that's through with my speech, sir.
You have the floor. A further comment on the Bar Association. Senator Menard. Thank you very much. Representative Olson.
Okay.
I can't put a nod on the record. With that point very well noted, and I think it's very clear on the record of this committee, the concern on the standard extension date proposal. So, Representative Dugan, is your objection maintained?
It is not.
So the question back before the committee is the release of the confidential audit reports to the public. Is there objection? Hearing see none, so ordered. This brings us to our last other committee business, which has been an item that was both brought to my attention by a number of folks in both the House and the Senate, and been asked a lot of concerns from the administration as well, and that is the role of this committee in the last 2 legislative years of being the entity that procures and maintains and makes available to the legislature, both the House and the Senate, professional consulting services on the topical issues of the day, from the most contentious, certainly most profound issue of the day has been the discussion of oil and gas fiscal systems, potential proposals for monetizing Alaska's North Slope gas. I mean, we all lived through the 27th legislature, and we know that those are real issues, and we also, I think, can read in a crystal ball rather clearly. They will continue to be issues in the next legislative session, although we do not know to what degree or what the timing might be. So at this time, what has been brought forward is a request to the committee to approve an extension of our current contract with PSC Energy. The current contract is scheduled to expire the term of their service for the state January 31st of this coming year, January 31st, 2013. The motion that will be brought forward would be to extend that contract to continue to have available to the legislature through the next seated Legislative Budget and Audit Committee the same PSC Energy group for another one-year term. Emphasize that should a incoming Legislative Budget and Audit Committee choose not to avail themselves of PSC, there's nothing here that obligates one to use them, but it does allow us to make sure, quite frankly, that the administration doesn't take them out from under us, and it makes certain that for the legislature, should the legislature choose to avail itself of PSC, that they will be available immediately upon us being seated, again, on a continuing basis to build upon both the work they've done for us in the past and at the direction of the coming legislature. The amendment would also allow us, in anticipation of the coming legislature, as the governor's talked about, if certain benchmarks continue to be met by the MOU group moving forward with the Alaska gas line, that he will bring forward gas fiscal discussions. And the amendment here would also allow us to be very, very clear in our extended contract with PSC that their services would include both oil and gas fiscal systems and evaluating proposals for monetizing Alaska's North Slope natural gas. I think two issues from my perspective. I think the credentials of PSC have proven to be impeccable. They've maintained the professional respect on all sides of the issues that were brought forward the last two legislative years. And frankly, having been through searching for such consultants over the past couple of years, there are very, very, very few consultants of their caliber available on the market. Probably the chief competitor for the work in Alaska, Econ One, who we used many years ago, has been engaged by the administration to work with the administration, so they are not even available for us to consider as an alternative. The estimate contract extension amount was $750,000, was based on last year's consumption, which was about the same. It's where it fits into the proposed allocation of funds. And as we all know, that any time a seated committee next session, if they chose to change directions, can terminate contracts or could pursue others should they choose to. But I think it's very important. I believe it's important for us to maintain this resource and have it at our disposal, at least going into the session, making sure that our stable of consultants, our stable of professional resources is maintained. I've spoken with Senator Stedman specifically on this, and he has empowered me to state to this committee that he strongly supports this proposal. Before we actually make the motion, I'd throw it out for discussion about extending the PSC contract in the amount of for 1 year and for $750,000. Representative Stoltz, sir.
I support it. I commend you the way you've administered these contracts and made sure they're used efficiently and made sure that they weren't used frivolously by my members on because they were very expensive, and I think the resources that we had were used judiciously. And it's a baseball season. There's only so much starting left-handed pitching there, and you have to. If there's somebody out there, you don't want the other team to get them, and especially when you're heading for the playoffs and the World Series. I'm sorry, excuse the sports metaphor, but
no. But you've hit it. I think we all, at least there's a number of us on this committee that can recall when the legislature did not act proactively at the end of a legislative session, and the administration hired our legal counsel out from under us on issues. and the legislature was left high and dry for literally an entire session trying to put back in place legal counsel. No disrespect to the administration, but they took advantage of they saw an opportunity and took advantage of it.
And just to finish up, Mr. Chairman.
Please, sir.
I don't think it's necessarily adversarial, but we need independent review on issues with such substantial stakes and impacts on Alaska's economy. So it's a lot of folks will say that it sounds like a lot of money, and it definitely is, but I think it's money well spent to guide us in our best decision-making. And again, the way you've administered the contracts, whoever does them next year, I hope they manage them as efficiently.
Thank you very kindly. Appreciate that. And as you know, credit where credit's due, we're only as good as our staff, and I can assure you there was a lot of staff involvement in managing that process. Is further comments and questions? Hearing seen none, Representative Olson, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I move and ask unanimous consent that the chairman of the LBNA committee be authorized to increase the PFC energy contract $750,000 to amount not to exceed $1,650,000 and extend the term of the contract 1 year through January 31st, 2014 and modify the contract to include professional fiscal analysis and consulting related to Alaska's upstream oil and gas sector, to Alaska's oil and gas fiscal systems, and to proposals for monetizing North Slope gas. The amendment is intended to be a sole source procurement, as it has been determined it is in the best, it is in the committee's best interest.
So the motion before the committee is the approval of the extension and modification of the PSC energy contract. Is there objection? Hearing seen none, so ordered. Does anyone have anything else they'd like to bring before the committee? We don't even get to have a going away party for Representative Dugan yet. We're still going to have at least one to two more of these. So, with that, we will stand the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee in adjournment.